About to go into Shvi'ah Shel Pesach. We celebrate Kriyas Yamsuf, the singing of Az Yashir. We read in the Pasuk, in regards to Kriyas Yamsuf, Vayivku Hamayim, the Mayim split, the water split. And Tver Shlomo points out that the word Vayivko, the osis of Yaakov Avinu, Yud Ayin Kufvez, and there are two vavs on the outside. And so Tver Shlomo explains that Yaakov Avinu and Parsha Vayigash is very scared to go down to Mitzrayim. And Kadosh Baruch Hu promised them not to worry because they're going to return back. They're going to return back with many, many tzaddikim. Many tzaddikim are going to come back from Mitzrayim, through the Midbar, into Eretz Yisrael. And that's what's hinted by the letters Vav, because Shvi'i Shel Pesach is the sixth day of Svira, and the sixth day of Svira is a midah of Yisod Shebechesed. Yesod Shebechesed, Yesod is the letters Vav. It's Yosef Atzadik is Yesod, he's a letter Vav. And that's the sixth day of Svir, Shvi'ah Shel Pesach is Yesod Shebechesed. So through the Koch of Yesod, through the Koch of Yosef Atzadik, we're going to be Zochet to the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch of Kiryas Yamsuf, and eventually back to Eretz Yisrael. And that's what the Medrash tells us, Arona Shel Yosef, Roh Vayonis Hay. The water saw Yosef Atzadik, saw the Aron of Yosef Atzadik and split. And split because of the Yesod, because of the letters Vav, because Yosef Tzadik, that caused the Chesed. And that's what made Yaakovina, that made him happy. Vayiv Kohamayim, the mind split, because Yaakovina was concerned. The Kadosh Baruch Hu promised him the letter Vavs and the Yosef Tzadik. What exactly is the Shaychus of Yosef Tzadik in Kriyas Yamsuf? What's the connection? What exactly did the Yamsuf see from the Aron of Yosef Tzadik that it split? So, Kedushas Levi asks the question, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu save us through Kriyas Yamsuf? He could have saved us through so many different types of ways. Why dafka through Kriyas Yamsuf? And moreover, the Tosfos tells us in Erechim that when Klal Yisrael went into Kriyas Yamsuf, they didn't come out on the other side. They actually made a semicircle and came back on the same side. They didn't really gain much. Obviously, the Mitzvah drowned and they died. But they came out on the same exact side. What was the Neis Dafki that to go through Kriyas Yamsuf and come right back the same side? What was the Inyan? So Levi Yitzchak Mevedichev, the Kedusha Levi, explains the Yamsuf was saying that Klal Yisrael wasn't roy to be saved. They weren't roy for it to be redeemed. Holo Avdei Avodah Zarah, Holo Avdei Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael was worshiping Avodah Zarah just like the Mitzrayim were worshiping Avodah Zarah. What zechus did Klal Yisrael have to be saved? And it was because of this chutzpah that the Yamsuf had, Kadosh Baruch Hu had to be mevatel them, destroy the Yamsuf. It wasn't because Klal Yisrael needed to be saved. They had to destroy and split the Yamsuf. And that's what it says, Chazal tells us at the end of Masechah Sota, writes, Rav Shor, Bikvas the Mashiach, at the end of days, Chutzpah Yaskin, there's going to be a tremendous amount of chutzpah. He explains that if Klal Yisrael is at Zohar in their own merit, the chutzpah of the Umos Olam, like the Yamsuf, had so much chutzpah against Klal Yisrael. As we see throughout the world, the anti-Semitism, as the chutzpah gets greater and greater against Klal Yisrael, it's actually going to be in our best interest because that's going to bring in the Gula. That's going to make them deserve punishment, make them deserve bittul, and for Klal Yisrael to destroy the Umos HaOlam. That means chutzpah yaske, that the tremendous about the chutzpah is going to cause their own destruction, just like Yamsuf was being towing that Klal Yisrael didn't deserve the Gula, we destroy them, so too, the Umos HaOlam, loss of lava. Shari Kedusha Chaim Vital writes that the sort of mime, water, Yamsuf, is connected to the mid of Taiva. Ramashur explains the Taiva. We had to be Bevata, the Koach HaTaiva, that we have personally, individually, communally, we have to destroy that. That's what Yamsuf was about, destroying the Koach HaTaiva. And that's the Maral explains the Lashon of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was removed from the water. The water represents Taiva. Moshe Rabbeinu was anything but Taiva. Moshe Rabbeinu was all Tzura. He had shape. He had Ruchnias, but he didn't have Chomer. He didn't have any Gashmis. It was above that. Water is all Gashmis. There's no shape to it. It takes the form of whatever it falls in. It's like a liquid. Mayim has no individuality to it. No single aspect. Mayim is always called the Lashon Rabbim. It can never be on its own, has no tzura in its own right. Moshe Rabbeinu was kulo tzura. He had his own shape. He had his own ruchnis. He was an individual. Moshe Rabbeinu was separated from the waters because he didn't have any aspect of taiva. So that's what the Yom Tov represents. So we know Yosef Tzadik, of course, overcame the tremendous taiva that he experienced in Mitzrayim, Eishes Potiphar. Yosef Tzadik was connected to Midas Yesod. He was able to overcome the Midah of Yesod, the Koch of Yesod, which is about Bris Kodesh. So because of that, when the Yom Tov saw Yosef Tzadik, the Arun of Yosef Tzadik, it split. It realized that what the Yom Tov represented, the Taiva that represented, the Maim and the Taiva that represented, Yosef Tzadik was able to overcome that. And for that reason, we went through and destroyed, completely split the Yom Tov. That's what it means by Koha Mayim, that Yaakovinu's concerns, Kosh Baruch Hu's guarantee of the Tzadikim, the Vav, the Os Vav, Yisod, Yosef Tzadik, Lasu Lavo in the future, would end up being redeemed, or Klai Yisrael, through the Yom Tov. Nimir Tashem, Lasu Lavo, as well. Everyone have a wonderful Yom Tov.